Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's January 29th, 13 years after the start of Hell on Earth terror operations in the Middle East, Hell on Earth family dissent here in the United States, the dismemberment of the family, and of course, I believe, if I remember correctly, Dr. Phil has now been on the air for approximately 10 years. Maybe more. I don't know. I can't remember when Oprah first introduced him. But, you know, I got to wonder, why don't they just take Dr. Phil, drop him off in the middle of, Syria, have a big gathering of all these mentally deficient, crazy people, whom I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, more and more, and the more I read and the more I see it, may have a handle on exactly what is going on in this country and the Middle East and London and France and everywhere else that people are pissed off that their rights, their freedoms, their dignity destroyed. Everything they read, everything they see, everything people are talking about is how bad humanity is, and we need to have global government. Bill Gates is out there touting right now how he thinks it's time for global governance because people just don't know how to handle life. They don't know what to do. And you got people saying, well, you know, Americans have just too much. They expect too much. Yeah, big houses, big cars. They're riding around free as a bird, and they need to be institutionalized because they're crazy. And I'm not making it up. My name is Alan Eric Dubosky, and you can friend me on Twitter or find me on Twitter or follow me on Twitter. I don't do Facebook anymore because Mark Zuckerberg's real name is Jacob Greenberg, and he's a product of the CIA. The CIA is running around dropping off drugs into all the ghettos. They deliver the guns in Fast and Furious. They've been caught laundering $400 billion a year through the Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and God knows what other banks. It's all for money and power. It is so goddamn corrupt, so unimaginable, that for 40 fucking years, these cocksuckers have been feeding your children industrial waste, putting the heroin and the cocaine and the marijuana on the streets. God knows where it's got it, and that is according to Bill Clinton. I heard the man say it on live television. Well, you know, it's not such a bad idea to legalize marijuana, except, well, we just don't know what's in it. Every now and then, Joseph Biden says something incredible. He talks about, I heard the interview. Well, what do you think is the most dangerous thing plaguing young people today in America? He laughed, adjusted his pants legs as he crossed his legs and tapped his shoe and said, corn fructose. Corn fructose. Right out of the vice president's mouth. I have never once heard Dr. Phil discuss the industrial waste in the food products that children are shoveling down their throats every day, aspartame and corn fructose, as a possible cause for mental illness. You've got to be a fucking blind moron with your head up your gay partner's ass not to know what these son of bitches have done. Every damn Wall Street big wheeling dealing pharma, big wheeling dealing food corporation knows goddamn well what they put in the fucking food, what's in the pills, and what the children are up against. And don't even get me started on the goddamn chemtrails. You know, I thought that I would do the Everyman Show and just be like everybody else and rattle off some bullshit. Well, fuck that. You see, because I am going to, from now on, exercise my freedom of speech. I'm going to fucking exercise my First Amendment, my Second Amendment, my Third Amendment, my Fourth Amendment. And I just know damn well, hello, NSA, hello, all the rest of you fucking Nazis. Are you listening? I don't give a shit. And I know probably 150 million. You know what? Scratch that bullshit. I'm going to say there's about 2 billion people on this fucking planet that are sick and fucking tired of these stuffed shirt, penguin suit wearing motherfuckers walking around handing us some bullshit about how we have to act a certain fucking way while the World Bank and the Jesuit Vatican and the Illuminati rob you blind of your energy, your money, and every fucking thing you thought you owned. You don't own your fucking house. You don't have the right to drive. You don't have the right to scratch your nuts or jerk off if they so decide. You think your smart meter? Yeah, fart meter. That's what it is. Your smart meter is not literally accessing your every. I hope they're listening to me right now. Because all day long I've been telling my smart meter, I would like 2 hookers and a bottle of bourbon. Could you please hurry up my order? And I sit here waiting, and I still haven't seen it. Because, see, all they do is take your orders and listen to you, but they sure as shit don't deliver a damn thing but tyranny and authoritarian bullshit. These bastards have no fucking clue who they're messing with. Well, they must obviously have some chemtrail weapons. We know they put enough deadly shit in the vaccines. How many young people are in the news this week dying from Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates' vaccine push, as people in Africa are digging holes in the earth to get away from the white vans and the crazy-looking Martians running around trying to poke needles in them? You go try that shit down in New Guinea, I dare you. Them motherfuckers will put a poison dart frog dart up your ass so quick, you'll drop like a fucking fly. And you ain't getting up. Go down to New Guinea and try to stick them people with your fucking needles and give them your fucking abortion fucking bullshit. Some Margaret Sanger fucking population control, birth control bullshit. And you're going to get a poison dart up your fucking ass. I salute the pygmies of New Guinea. Salute! Yeah. You think they might know what the hell's going on? You know, every day I listen to Alex Jones, and every day I listen to these people. And then today they've got, I can't remember her name, but she's got a book out, you know, about Agenda 21, and she's telling us what it all is. UN, UNESCO, these foreign goddamn bankers have stolen and robbed $765 trillion fucking dollars from the United States in gold, silver, and real estate. They hate your fucking guts. I understand that Code Pink today was trying to have Henry Kissinger arrested. I can't believe 50 years after this bastard comes on the scene, he's still walking upright, looking down his nose at you. The man is responsible for killing approximately 5 million people. You understand who Henry Kissinger is? And then John McCain's going to jump up and talk about how he's a big, serious, you know, he's a leader in the war for peace. The man is a murdering, condescending, Bohemian Grove member from hell. All the science, all the military armament, the fucking 2 billion hollow point bullets, you name it, Brzezinski, Bush, Kissinger, they love it. And what did George Bush say? I don't care if we have a dictator as long as I'm that dictator. What did Henry Kissinger say? Soldiers are nothing more than beasts that will do our global agenda. What did Mao say? These men will do anything for a bowl of mush and a silver token or a shiny metal token. Can you believe, not to mention that Mao is responsible for killing 80 million of his own people through starvation and murder, and they want to talk about Hitler, who was on the front cover of Time magazine 2 times, but fuck those motherfuckers, okay? Let's get back to Dr. Phil. I look at this fucking program like twice a week. He doesn't talk about, people can pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, and every now and then they fall down, they drink a little too much, you know, there's all kind of problems. Because he doesn't talk about the economic destruction brought to this country by the oligarchs that decided to say, fuck America, and pull $3 trillion worth of our GDP and take it to China. He doesn't say a goddamn thing about that. All he tells you, first I heard, I've been doing this for 20 years, and you might figure I know what I'm doing by now. Then I heard, I've been doing this psychoanalysis, so I've been a physician in a book, for 50 years. The man is a shill to go after people with mental illness and put them in insane asylums or all kinds of rehab situations. He makes millions and millions and millions of dollars for these people who run these programs. And what happens when you go through the door? They condescend you. They tell you that you're a belligerent. They tell you you're a drunk and a drug addict and a piece of shit. And what the fuck are you so angry about? Well, it just might be that America, the beautiful, where we had a Bill of Rights, we had a Constitution, you can go about your own way. People could blink 15 years ago and go get a job and pay their goddamn rent. All these tech companies and all these manufacturing companies and all these oil industry people, now you got nothing but big, fat, fucking Russian-style authoritarian tyrannical governments that if you don't have a perfect slate, you're not getting a fucking job, and they'll tell you that. If you don't sign up for the fucking, selective service, you're not going to get a job. Have you heard that commercial? Well, let me tell you something, see. Let me tell you about me. Not only am I one of the best fucking drummers you ever heard, but I play guitar and I sing, so if I want to be in a rock band, I can do it. I probably know as much or more about nutrition and health and was a bodybuilder for 20 years. And if I wanted to go be an instructor or start a gym, I could go do it. If I wanted to take my toolbox and my skills, my saws, and everything I know, you could drop me in the middle of a fucking cornfield with a pile of cinder blocks, 500 bags of concrete, and within 2 weeks, I will have a fucking house with a roof on it. Can you do that? I can plumb. I can do electrical work. And if I had to build a generator out of a drywall bucket and some spare parts, I could do it. And I often think about what would it be like to be in the middle of the fucking grasslands in Iowa in a teepee the way the Indians were. I could do it. I could build weapons. I could build knives out of hardwood. I could build swords out of hardwood. I could build a bow and arrow. I can do a lot of things. See, I will survive. I am not one of these suicidal maniac punk ass know nothing motherfuckers walking around in a penguin suit talking about how I got a fucking law degree. I heard Karen Hudis today on a very interesting interview talking about the World Bank, talking about the legal system and the bar. Did you know that 100 years ago, you could be a fucking lawyer and you don't need anybody's goddamn permission. You could go into a courtroom and represent somebody and know your legal jargon, tell the judge what is and what ain't, and he would render a verdict if you were powerful enough. I've had many people tell me, Al, buddy, you need to be, you need to go to law school. You need to be a lawyer. I had a woman, Miss Clark, down in Palisades, Washington, D.C. I was building a kitchen for her. We were discussing the banks in London. We were discussing the British oligarchy. And I told her, we're still living under it. And it's getting worse. She said, you need to be a politician because you're good at what you do. You sold me this kitchen, and you know what? You get my attention. And she was like 70 years old. Old wrinkle face, you know, had her hair done. But you know what? When you talk to these people straight up and look them in the eye and tell them the truth, when you let your testosterone literally drip down your face as a man, a woman pays attention. I don't give a shit if she has a degree or a PhD or a doctorate in all kind of social bullshit. You cannot deny humanity and the frustrated mind. And Dr. Phil makes millions on it. So I'm saying, why don't we take Dr. Phil, send him over there. He can talk to the Abdul Adrul of King Bali Baba Dabubi Daba and tell him to stop the murder. Tell women to take the scarves off their fucking heads. Tell Boko Haram to stop burning a woman's clitoris out. They're going to burn a woman's clitoris out. And I can't believe we don't just nuke them motherfuckers into oblivion. This is the Everyman Show. You understand what I'm saying here? Somebody needs to get out there and tell them to stop jacking up the water with fucking fluoride and lead and everything else and chlorine and all this other bullshit at high levels, poisoning our children and poisoning these women. You know, women are the indicator species. Women are, without a doubt, they are the moral spectrometer on humanity, and they are so sick and burnt out. Look at them. They're walking around 300 pounds, and they're going to Weight Watchers, and they're paying all this money, and they have no fucking clue how to stop putting the toxins in their mouth. Alex Jones, if you're listening to this program, son, look, I'm 57 years old. I know the program. When I first heard you, I knew. I said, my God. He must be my long-lost son. He is my brother from another mother. We were somehow meant to get together one day. I don't know how it's going to happen. I called him yesterday, and I said, Alex, we need to have a tax revolt. We need to cut the IRS in half. We need to get these people off our backs, and I want to have a Robert Tosh Plumlee, blood bag in the street, bodies everywhere. Did you see Code Pink go after Kissinger today? Did you see the way they marched in there and said, he is a war criminal, and I am arresting that man? And John McCain called him low-life scum. John McCain, you are a chipmunk-faced, burnt-out, scrotum-headed motherfucker who doesn't know jack shit, and your whole program, your whole existence was for nothing. As like a maniac. You think you're going to tame Russia? You think you're going to tame Iran? Do you really believe that China is not going to fucking blow back in our face? You're a chipmunk-faced, scrotum-headed bitch, John McCain. But I wish you no ill fate. By the way, your wife is hot. You must have something going on, Mr. Chipmunk. Hey, I'm sorry that he was buried he was put in the concentration camps, and they had him up his neck in leech-filled water, and they broke his arms, and they fed him shit by a spoonful. Yeah, you know, that's what they did. They fed him their own feces back. Said, how do you like that? See? But they don't forget. Who's to say that Japan didn't blow up their own nuclear plants, knowing full well that Fukushima would destroy the Pacific Ocean, knowing full well that this was an extinction event that would completely find its way to the shores of the United States of America, working its way from Alaska down around the Horn of Mexico and will be on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean within 2 years or less. But Don't forget to watch American Idol tonight because that's all important. Hey, call some person tickets on the Dr. Phil show, man. He got the drunken mom on there, and he's got his wife on there. She's got the app for battered wives. Uh-oh. Now he's got his arms crossed. He's got the woman crying. She knows she's an alcoholic. She's suicidal. She hasn't seen her daughters in 2 years. And this, ladies and gentlemen, happens in many, many homes across this country, but not every home. My mother was a drunk. My father beat the shit out of her right in front of me. I was 6 years old the first time I saw her knocked out. And then I had a stepmother come in the house, and by the time I was 20 years old, she was following me around. And let me tell you what, and I don't mind saying it, but she could do oral things that I fully get why my dad married her. Now, this made me blunt, and this may be completely out of line, and this may be more than you can handle. But you see, there are huge numbers of step-parents raping their children, having sex with their children. That not their children, of course. Well, probably. Look at the crazy things people do. How many young women out there right now are trying to sell their children for cash money to some Saudi child trafficking maniac in the United States, in every fucking city in this country? Well, I'm going to tell you what, it's happening. I believe in Yahweh. I believe Yahweh is God. There is no other. The Bible is a man-made, handwritten crock of shit that's been changed 100 times. And because I curse and because I get angry does not mean that I'm not a man of God. My God, I have to do something. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for allowing me to produce a First Amendment masterpiece today. You know, I'm reading some Tom Clancy and some John Ludlam right now. And you know something, ladies and gentlemen? Big, hat, fat, heavy, two-inch-thick books loaded with Arab Nazi bullshit. I have a time. I have a Life magazine from 1963, and on the cover is, of course, Martin Luther King's people coming over the bridge. It's amazing. I found it, mint condition, about 6 months ago, paying $3 for it. And the whole magazine is loaded with the same exact shit from 50 years ago almost to the day that we're putting up right now. Have you gone to see Selma? Have you gone to see American Sniper? Have you gone to see The Money Machine? You know, the CIA is all up in Hollywood now, ladies and gentlemen. The FBI, all these retired guys have got carte blanche approval to go to Hollywood and create these movies, and they're just loading the money into their bank accounts like Grand Took Richmond. I wonder if the IRS is going to be checking on their bank account, see how much money they've made with their bullshit MKUltra Hollywood lies. War is the most unimaginable, gory, unglamorous thing you can ever imagine. You have no idea what it's like to watch a man blown to smithereens, watch another one take a bullet up the torso and into the forehead, and you barely make it out of there with a scratch while the bullet grazes your thigh, and you get a little, you get a little bloody there, and you're in pain, and it's burning like a goddamn hot knife. You understand what I'm saying here, ladies and gentlemen? You understand this glorification? You understand that it started 25 years ago in the Gulf? You understand who Herbert Walker Bush was? Do you understand who Bill Clinton was? Do you understand who George W. Bush is? Do you get what this sad, flappy-eared Mr. Potato Head Barack Obama really stands for? Why do they call it Gitmo? Because they're going to Gitmo people in there. So he's down there talking to the Cubans because the Cubans have basically said, get these people out of our country. We've had enough of your bullshit, and we are preparing to remove you. Come hell or high water, kill us all. We don't care anymore, but you're going out of here. So now they want to have relations with Cuba, and I saw some stories on Castro the other day. Man's brilliant. I don't give a shit what anybody says. Castro is a genius. The man removed, of course, the Russians helped, but he got the mafia out of there. He got the corruption out of there. He got all those casinos and everything shut down, Meyer Lansky and, you know, Al Capone and all the rest of them. You know, he said, look, you're going out of here either in a body bag or whatever. Dan, today, you know, the same cars that drove down the streets back in those 40 in the 40s, still running, still going down the road, they're still there. And I don't think that this is going to go well. I don't think it's going to happen. Russia's not happy about it. You know, for whatever fucking reason, okay, who gives a shit? The Russians did move missiles into there. I think the Russians have been there for a long time. How else are they, you know, sustaining themselves down in Cuba? I've been to Cuba. The only thing I saw down there was fiddler crabs and a damn barracuda swimming right next to me. And I'm going to tell you something. I must have had jet propulsion on my feet. That's how fast I got out of the water. That thing was 3 feet long, and all I could see was that tail going back and forth. I knew something was there because I felt the flipper flapping around. If I would have put my hands down in the water, I probably would have had my fingers bit off. But I may have scared him as much as he scared me. You see, that's how it really works. Barracudas are only wild animals looking for a food to eat. Maybe these terrorists over here in the Middle East want us to get the fuck out of there. Maybe Osama bin Laden, when he said, you don't bring soldiers to the holy ground because we will declare jihad, and he meant it before he died on 12-13-01. He ate dinner at the Bush compound on September 10, 2001. His family were worth about, at the time, $250 billion because they build all of these. That's not a lot of money when you've spent $5 trillion building the industrial military complex in the Middle East and Europe and abroad. So don't get it in your fucking head that all these guys over there that want the Islamic State are crazy. You see, sheep are sheep no matter the skin color, no matter the religion, no matter what you think. There are atrocities on all sides of the issue. You better make up your mind which side you're on. Are you going to be an American, or are you going to be part of the North American Union? The TPP, ladies and gentlemen, if this goes through, will be the most annihilating, destructive, absolute corporate fascist Nazi agenda you could ever imagine for the United States of America. This undeniable full spectrum dominance reign hellfire on your head. You think you're poor now? You have no fucking clue what it's like to live out of a bucket with a few rags, hoping that you can sell whatever it is you dug out of a fucking dumpster to some unknowing, unwitting moron. That's how bad we're going to be reduced. We're going to be reduced like an onion in hot boiling oil. It just goes away. You see, that's what the UN, UNESCO, NATO, this is what the last four presidents have stood for. This is what Ronald Reagan got shot for. This is why they killed JFK. This is why LBJ ran around like a moron smoking dope and drinking the rest of his life away, because they knew what they'd done is wrong. It's the Everyman Show. I'll see you tomorrow at 6:30. Bye-bye.